Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Yeah, we call today Feel Good Friday, so I'm trying to stick to that, you know?
I like it.
Afternoons on the Score.
On the inbound from Jones, it's Oubre on him. Carter sets up a screen. Giddey races to the basket, fires it out. Vucevic the shot.
Vucevic for three. Vucevic steps up again. The grizzled veteran steps up and hits the biggest shot of the season. Oh, my goodness. Elizabeth, I'm coming again, Elizabeth. Oh, Lord. Oh, it's the big one, Elizabeth.
Careful. Cuidado. Stacy was a hit on social media this week for not getting the quote quite right. The Bulls are off to a great start. They're in group play of NBA Cup tonight against Milwaukee. We'll have that game for you starting at 6:45 with tip-off at 7 o'clock. Ricky O'Donnell is a righteous critic of the last decade of Bulls basketball.
That's a well-chosen description.
When he was here covering the Bulls, he saw the beginnings of this thing kind of start to unravel. And last year, it was upsetting. And walking into this season was a little bit upsetting. We wanted to take his temperature on what's happening right now with the Bulls. So he joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. What's up, Ricky? How are you?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. We're wanting to talk to you. It's happening. It's unbelievable. Like, I keep quoting you, the system is the star. I didn't think that AK had it in him, but it's working. Why is this thing working after years of frustration and them not picking a lane? All of a sudden, it seems they have found something as an organization. What have they found, you think?
Yeah, I think that what we're seeing is that the Bulls 15-5 close to last season was really no fluke. And I was highly skeptical that that could be sustainable. It came at a part of the season when a lot of teams were either tanking for their draft odds, resting their starters for the playoffs. And I felt validated in my skepticism when the Bulls got smoked by the Miami Heat in the play-in tournament last year. But for whatever reason, Eric Spoelstra just seems to have Billy Donovan's number in a way nobody else does, because the Bulls are picking up exactly where they left off. The sort of a high pace, high ball movement team we saw after the Zach LaVine trade last year is here again. And, you know, what I'm seeing out of the Bulls right now is they're just playing as so much more than the sum of their parts. I think it's no coincidence that the last two teams standing in the NBA last season, the Thunder and the Pacers, were young teams with a ton of depth. And the Bulls are sort of following that model right now. You got a lot of guys playing some of the best basketball of their career, and it's coming together for the 6-1 start. So far, I think that this is relatively sustainable. I'm not saying the Bulls are going to finish with the number one seed by the end of the season, but I think a lot of what made them very good at the end of last season in the regular season is just carrying over this year. And the fact that they've done it against a really hard schedule thus far without arguably their best player in Coby White is super impressive.
With Josh Giddey, my frustration with him is that he's not always a two-way player. Now, it might not matter if he continues to put up offensive numbers like he is. Where is there still room for growth for him, even as an offensive player?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sure. So I think, you know, the big thing you've seen with Giddey is he's just gotten so much better as a shooter since the Bulls acquired him. The last time we saw him on the Thunder, opposing defenses were just completely ignoring him in the half court, on the perimeter, not guarding him because they didn't think he could hit an open three to beat them. That's changed. He's shooting 42% from three right now. His catch and shoot has been particularly effective. And I really like the way Giddey's moving off the ball too. Like, he's just not parking himself behind the 3-point line in the half court when he doesn't have the ball and getting ignored. He's moving off the ball. He's finding, you know, open cuts to make himself valuable in the offense. So I think for Giddey, one thing to continue to work on is cutting down turnovers. The Bulls need to win the possession game, and that starts, you know, with defensive rebounding. They don't really force many takeaways, so it's important to hit the glass, and it's also important to avoid turnovers. Bulls play such a high pace. They play such a high ball movement style that, you know, when you're throwing this many passes, it just leads to more opportunities for turnovers. I think Giddey's been really good in sort of cutting down some of the bad passes we saw last year when he first arrived here that led to turnovers. And he just can continue to show progress in that area and cut the turnovers down even more, I think.
Ricky, I texted a friend of mine who was arguing on behalf of Josh Giddey last year this week, and I said, I'm sorry, you were right, I was wrong, you're very attractive, I am not good looking. Like, I went through the whole thing because I wasn't sure he was going to play this hard after getting the money.
That was one of my concerns too, and I do wonder how long will he play hard.
I know, but here it is, and I wasn't sure he was going to cut down on the turnovers enough, and the turnovers are still there, but my God, the vision and like him as an engine. We're talking, this guy is going to get all NBA. He's going to get all league votes at the end of this year. It's crazy to see this jump.
Yeah, it's shocking. And, you know, it's a long season. It's only been seven games so far. But, you know, Giddey, he just turned 23 years old. It's pretty crazy. It seems like he's been around forever, but he entered the league when he was 18. So he's still sort of in the years where his game can develop. And I think it's developing a lot right now. Favorite thing about Josh Giddey this year, he's finally playing like he's 6'8". He's just been able to really use his size to score over the top of smaller guards in a way that I don't think was there last season. I just love how he's able to use that off arm the way Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did last season and be able to score over guys like Miles McBride on the Knicks and just any like smaller guard. Giddey's 6'8", and he's finally using his big frame to score over smaller guys. And, you know, as long as the shooting holds, and he might be shooting over his head a little bit right now, especially on pull-ups, but he's been pretty good, and you can tell that he's really worked on his game. So I think this is relatively sustainable. Last thing I'll say on Giddey is that at the end of that 76ers game, Tyrese Maxey was absolutely gassed.
Yep.
And Josh Giddey wasn't. He looks like he's in just really good shape conditioning-wise, and I think that that's helping the Bulls clutch play late in these games.
Ricky, is Vooch more valuable to this particular Bulls team or as a component of a trade?
Yeah, I would be shocked if the Bulls traded Vooch because we've been expecting them to do that for, what, like 3 years at this point? Arturis Karnišovas keeps hanging on to him. And to this point, he's been validated, I guess, with his start to this season. One thing that makes the Bulls tough to defend is they play five-out lineups no matter who's on the floor. And that's because Vooch has essentially been a 41% three-point shooter since the start of last season. He's been absolutely money on those attempts, and it's just made the Bulls really hard to guard. So Vooch, obviously, he has some deficiencies. He offers almost no rim protection, but, you know, the Billy Donovan has been able to sort of scheme around sort of Vooch's shortcomings and focus on what he does really well. And that's, you know, shooting the ball for a center. He's got to be one of the best shooting centers in the NBA. He's an elite defensive rebounder. And one of the big trends for the Bulls right now is that they lead the NBA in drives. Every single player on the team can put the ball on the deck and drive to the basket. And Vooch is no exception. He's pretty slow when he puts the ball on the deck, but he's comfortable. And he's, you know, at 250 pounds, creates a lot of momentum when he is attacking the rim off the bounce. So Vooch has had a great year. And, you know, you got to credit him, too, because I never would have expected this coming off some pretty poor seasons with Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan a few years earlier.
No, me neither. But, you know, Arturis, when he went out and got him, it's like, all right, this is our guy. It's like our poor man's Jokic. This is our big man who will help us play the style that we want to play. And I know this. So he's always loved the style that Vooch represents. You mentioned the loss to Miami in the play-in. Kevin Huerter, after the comeback win against the Sixers, talking about how everybody stepped up physically in the second half, Ricky, said this: physically being ready to play is something everybody can do. I think it's something we have to expect. We have to know that the way Miami came in and beat us last year in the play-in game is what every team is going to try and do against us, and that's kind of punk us. So that's some good self-awareness there. They got punked by the Heat. And they know that the league still thinks of him that way. Maybe it's changing. Is it?
Yeah, maybe. And a guy like Kevin Huerter is sort of a good example of like how unbelievable this Bulls run of success is. Huerter, who was a really good player on the 2023 Kings Beam team, the team that like finally broke Sacramento's long playoff drought, then he couldn't hit a jump shot for a year and a half after that. He looked sort of washed. The Bulls get him, and now he's back to the peak version of himself. So I think Herter's done a really good job this year on both ends of the floor. You can tell, like, someone like him doesn't really have the traits to be a really good defender, but he's completely buying into the scheme. He's making multiple effort plays, and, you know, he's playing to how Billy Donovan wants to coach the defense, which has been, you know, just a huge overachieving unit so far. And the Bulls have basically done it by allowing opponents to get all the rim attempts they want and be able to drive on the Bulls whenever they want to. But the Bulls cover three-point shooters and they give up the fewest wide open three-point attempts in the league. The Bulls are basically betting that, you know, opposing teams want to get up a certain number of threes no matter what the look is. So the Bulls will give you a layup, but they're not going to give you an open three. Wow. And because they're such a good defensive rebounding team, if you miss, they're going to be off to the races trying to score the other way. So it takes a total buy-in from the players to pull off a scheme like that. And so far, Billy Donovan's getting the job done.
What do you think happens with Coby White?
I would expect him to be really good with the Bulls because he was really good at the end of last season on this team. And when the Bulls went 15-5 to close last year, it was really Giddy and Coby carrying the team together. And Coby was just absolutely on fire as a shooter in this high-tempo system. So I would expect Coby to just keep the good times rolling when he comes back. He'll be the best shooter on the team. He's probably the best ball handler on the team, too. I do think that, you know, they'll probably lose a little bit defensively if they cut Trey Jones or Isaac Okoro's minutes to accommodate Coby. But, you know, I don't think Kobe's a selfish player at all. And that's really been a defining quality for the Bulls. Totally egoless, egalitarian basketball. And, you know, they remind me a lot more of like an overachieving college team or like a high school team that catches fire where there's not like really one defining player. It's much more, you know, just like waves of guys and a team with great depth. So I think Kobe's going to fit right in and he should make this team even better when he comes back.
God love you for egalitarian as a description. It's, and you know what they play like? The Lithuanian team that Arturas was on with Marshallonis and all those guys. They just move the ball, move the ball, move the ball. That's what he's wanted to do. And unbelievable, it's working. Ricky, we're going to see Wembanyama and the Spurs as a show. On Monday night, we're all going to go to a game together, and it's crazy how this year has happened. Like this town it's got Bulls fever to an extent.
Yeah, why not? I think that there's a long way to go, certainly, but the East is really bad.
It is,
and you know, I'm not. There's not one team in the East like, you know, the prime LeBron Cavs that you're really scared of. So at this point, if you're a Bulls fan, I wouldn't put a ceiling on this team in this version of the Eastern Conference. And I'd kind of just sit back and enjoy the show. It's a very likable team in general. Good group of guys. They, quote, play the right way. So at this point, I wouldn't put any sort of ceiling on their potential success this year.
How worried are you about the NBA considering the arrest and the inquiries that have been made over the last few weeks?
Yeah, that was definitely crazy. I mean, the fact that the Blazers are still a pretty good team thus far, even after their head coach was arrested, is pretty shocking. So far, no Bulls involved in any of that, but I think that that's just, you know, part of the relationship between these sports leagues and the gambling companies that we're probably going to see more and more stuff like this over the next few years. And it's definitely been jarring to see all that play out in the NBA so far.
Ricky, we appreciate the time, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. It was great to talk basketball with you.
Thanks, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.